Stranded Air Vanuatu passengers are on their own. Liquidators have confirmed the failed airline is not in a position to arrange alternative flights for passengers who are now stuck on the Pacific Island. The airline that's fully owned by the Vanuatu government has grounded all flights effective immediately. It's a situation that could cripple the island nation, which relies heavily on tourism, and Air Vanuatu is the main carrier for tourists. MFAT says there's 58 New Zealanders registered there on the safe travel flight site. New Zealander Stu McEwen has lived in Vanuatu for the past 17 years and runs an Airbnb, Kiwi Nest, in Port Vila. He joins me now. Kia ora, Stu.
Kia ora, Lisa.
How much of a surprise was this?
Not too much of a surprise. It's been brewing for the last week and a half, really. A lot of flights were postponed, delayed, or even cancelled. Flights even as from Monday this week and then Wednesday this week, just a complete block. So we were expecting it. We've been hearing rumours around our sort of round table of expat workers and whatever that things were, it was going to hit the fan, and it has, big time.
Did you expect a full collapse like this, though? All flights grounded?
Well, it's been... The last 18 months has been bad for them. The plane was grounded for 6 weeks and one session early last year. And then they got it back up and running. Then it had a couple more weeks during the year. And then it's been in Melbourne since February this year. And just no sign of, I think a lot of it is to do with Boeing not having, the part or a shortage of parts for the Boeing 737. And I think that's a worldwide problem from what we're hearing. But regardless, two new engines and serious maintenance for the fuselage is going to keep it on the ground for a while. And it's pretty hard to run an airline with only one jet for serving the whole nation.
Tourism's a big deal where you are. And in fact, you run an Airbnb.
Huge.
So, I mean, what is it going to mean in terms of the economics of the situation?
Well, to give you an idea, just since January this year, with the plane changes and constant schedule changes, we've had 5 cancellations. Fortunately, I did have 3 Airbnb units on my property, but I'm down to 1, the Kiwi Nest. And that has only been about 40%, which should have been 90%. So... it's not just me. I've got several other friends who've got Airbnb and got lodges and accommodation, and the bigger resorts are certainly hurting. And also, like Kanna with the Mount Yasa, the volcano, is a very accessible volcano to go and see, and then Santo up north. It's just become an absolute nightmare to be a resort owner or a property owner with rentals. For Airbnb or Booking.com or any of those. It is a real, real drag.
Stu,
and there will be a number of places go under.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Do you think this will sink some people, some businesses there?
Yes, it will, no doubt.
What are the other options in terms of flights?
Fiji Airways are looking to step up some flights so you can get Auckland to Nandi to Vera and go back the same way. Or you can go Auckland to Newcal and Newcal to Vera on the New Caledonia Air Callan.
That sounds like a bit of a milk run though, Stu, for people who are wanting an easy holiday.
What's normally only a 3-hour flight, Auckland to Port Vila, is going to end up into, I had to do it late last year when I came back from medical treatment in New Zealand. I had to go Auckland, Nandi, Vera. I left Auckland at about 8:30 in the morning, got to Vera at 7:30 at night. So, yeah, it made a long day of an easy trip.
Stu, have you got guests stranded there at the moment?
I've got one just who came in on Virgin Air this afternoon. He's just arrived. Fortunately, their Virgin's still flying from Brisbane to here, but it is his trip out from here to go to New Zealand. No, he's trying to work through at the moment, looking at options. So he's going to be potentially stranded with us for until the assessors, Ernst & Young, sort out the priorities and whether they get Solomon Air or Air Nauru to help out to get some of these flights going. And it's not just people here. The biggest hassle at the moment is RSE and seasonal workers, both in New Zealand and in Australia, you know, sit waiting at airports. They've finished their contracts. They're waiting to get out. Their visas expired. They've got nowhere to stay, nowhere to go. And this is, they're stranded.
Sure,
this
really
is a big problem.
Yeah, it's a difficult situation for people to be in. Really appreciate your time. Thank you for talking to us. That is Stu McEwen. He's a Kiwi and has lived in Vanuatu for the past 17 years. Runs an Airbnb there. It's going to be tough times, he says, for the tourist economy.